Well, my son hates my road trip rule of we are no longer allowed to stop in the state. You can't stop in the state of Florida when you're driving. You just go to the bathroom before we get on the road, and it's only a couple hours. We'll be in Georgia or Alabama in no time.
If you've got to go, you've got to go. Even if you just went, you might have to go again.
I just like making good timing. So okay. We'll stop when we get to the next state. Well, who knew that the way that we were going all up I-10 and 75 and a 231, and next thing you know, the Florida line, we have no clue when we're finally going to hit the Alabama line. And we are about 4.5 hours into our trip. And Caleb's like, Dad, how much longer? I'm like, Caleb, it's got to be any time. The time change just happened. You know, we're in central time now. I had to give up on my rule and stop over at a gas station.
For him or for you?
For him. Oh. Yeah, I broke my own rule. And he's like, I used to be a fan of this, but this is the dumbest rule ever.
It is. It is.
Yeah. My dad wouldn't even ride up with me. He goes, I'll follow you guys because he knows of my rule. He goes, I know I'm going to have to stop an hour and a half in.
That's like the most ridiculous thing ever.
It really is.
Yeah.
Wasting gas.
I know. No. No, it's not. It's just I know that I can make it, and so everybody else should be able to. I don't know. It's just I think from growing up being a kid, my family, my dad, he was known for stopping like every 2 hours for coffee, fried egg sandwich, now I got to use the restroom, that type of thing. And so I'm the complete opposite when it comes to family road trips.
Have you ever taken a milk carton in the car and used that to use the restroom?
As a kid, my parents had a urinal in it for me.
See?
Like a plastic one.
Is that what you
got
it?
From the hospital. And we would go in the back of the van and we would use it there. So, but I'm not putting that in my car. Not going to happen. Nope. Dana, how was your weekend?
You know, there's no appliance that I'm not willing to try, kitchen appliance. So I saw this thing on Instagram, just one of those ads that popped up, and I had to have it. It's this little lunch-size steamer, and it's so cute, and it's teeny-weeny tiny. You can make one serving, and like you're cooking your food fresh. I'm like, I'm going to have this in my office. It's my new thing. You cook rice at the bottom, and it steams it up beautifully, and then on the top level, you put, you know, whatever thing you're going to eat on top of the rice and have that. And so I went to Whole Foods yesterday and I must have spent $113 or something on groceries, primarily to go into this thing. I'm like, this is going to be my lunch like for the month. I'm going to save so much money. Well, I had to test it out last night and what I threw together was horrible. And I had to force myself to eat it. It's like, I guess you can't just, like, there's a skill to, like, a timing thing for how long you're going to steam. I did beef and edamame and carrots.
Wow.
And but none of it, like, really tasted good together. And the little sauce that I made was nasty. It was, like, the worst thing ever. And I'm sitting there, like, looking at this bill from Whole Foods. Like, what did you buy?
Well, you only have about $108 more to go.
I'm eating it all, too.
Don't think that out. If you're cooking it here, you know how it is around here. Anybody smells food,
no,
they come running. So.
I'm not even sure if it smelled like food.
Not even that.
The rice was good.
Adam, how was your weekend?
It was good. I spent a lot of time in Oviedo because we had my youngest daughter, she's 10. We had her recital, but they had the rehearsal on Friday night. Then they had the actual recital. And the recital itself was 3 hours, and she was in maybe 2 minutes and 30 seconds of that recital. So it was a very long time of watching a bunch of kids I don't know dance, and they did great. Everyone did great, but I mean, they could have condensed that to an hour, maybe an hour and a half easily.
That means they got to get rid of a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah, everybody wanted their 2 or 3 minutes of seeing their child.
Well, we kept seeing the like same 6 people that obviously take tons of classes at this school do different dances, but the same moves in different costumes to different music. And so like the first few times you see them do this crazy jump away, you're like, wow. But the fifth time you see it, 2 hours in, you're like, oh, you're wearing a hat now while you do that. I mean, it really wasn't much different.
I don't know how you show your face around the people at the school and the other parents.
Well, he was that parent. Don't you wish that they would tell you, hey, your child's going to be in act one, and then we'll take an intermission, then act two. And you could just come to act one or act two.
Yes, I very much so wish that.
I've done the same thing with cheerleading competitions. Like, come on, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the weekend itself was good. There was a lot of rain, but it was good.
Yeah, it was.